locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Okay, welcome back to Oskaloosa as we're getting set to go to the second half of the high school hoops doubleheader this evening, as it is Jefferson County North and the Perry LeCompton Cause. Hello once again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, handling the work at a Get Radio Sports Studio. Tom counts with you here courtside, and the gym has really begun to fill up, a ton of fans here on hand from both Jefferson County North and Perry LeCompton for this second game. Public address announcer has introduced the starters. Allow me to do that for you. First of all, for Perry and head coach Matt Simmons, the Cause are going to be starting Kale Gorski, Caden Dolman, Gunnar Ball, Seth Cooksey, and Evan Gottstein. For Jefferson County North and head coach Tanya Kramer, her assistant Jeff Hale, a little change to the lineup tonight, as they're going to be starting Caleb Worthington, Carson McAfee, Grady Noel, Carson Worthington, and Ryan Belkamp. So three seniors, two sophomores, two Carsons, or two Calebs, rather. So we're going to have to be keeping an eye on all of that. Here we go, two Carsons. Here we go. The ball comes in, and it's going to be Perry LeCompton to begin things. The Cause in the blue with white, chased into the home whites with Kelly Green. Perry around to the left side. It's going to be Dolman with the basketball. They'll feed into the middle. Little turnaround shot. Off the rim a couple of times. No good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Belkamp. He will feed it into the center, and a terrible pass hitting his teammate in the shoulder. Worthington unable to handle that and driving in. Here's a shot up, and we're going to get a blocking foul. The reason that was a blocking foul is for the Chargers, Caleb Worthington was backpedaling. And that is foul number one. Blocking foul and coming to the line. It was Perry LeCompton. First shot in a very quiet gym. It's going to be up and good. One more shot coming here for Caden Dolman. Second shot rolls around. He gets them both. And Perry LeCompton has broken out on top 2-0. J.C. into the forecourt with the basketball. They'll kick it out on top. Here's McAfee with it. Starts to drive in. Keeps the dribble alive. Backs away. Finds over to the right side. Dishes the ball on the edge to Grady Noel. Grady starts left. Comes right. Feeds into the lane. McAfee in the trees and gets fouled. I'm going to tell you, Carson McAfee is not the tallest guy out on the floor right now, but he took that ball right into the middle and was able to draw a foul inside. It's going to be on Perry's Seth Cooksey. And now, J.C. is going to be up and good, and the Chargers have tied the game at 2. It's a 2-2 game just a minute in. Back up with the come Perry LeCompton, and Cooksey will take it to the top, kick it over to the right side to Dolman. Dolman looks into the middle. There's no room there. 1-3-1 zone defense, three-point shot. Baseline left, no. offensive board from underneath the goal. Back out on top, the swing over to the right side, and deep in the right corner, he'll try it again, and that's an air ball. And the rebound on the floor, scrum for the ball, and thought maybe it'd be a jump ball. They visit right on the spot, calling a foul. Let's see against whom it is going to be called. It's against Jeff North, and it's going to be on Grady. So for JCN, a couple of fouls for Perry LeCompton, one. And Bishops have called 3 fouls in the first minute and a half. Here's a spinning move for 15. Off the glass and good for Perry. Knocking it down is going to be Gunner Ball. So Gunner gets his first point. So Perry's back in front at 4-2. JCN on top. The uncontested three won't go. Rebounding it down. Feldkamp goes up, misses the point-blank layup. They're going to say he got fouled. In this game tonight against a team from a big conference and a larger school, Chargers aren't going to be able to afford to miss a lot of gimme shots here tonight. 6:06 to go in the first quarter. Chase him with the basketball. They trail by a pair. Here's a three from the left side. Wow, what a shot by McAfee. So the shot up and in, and Carson McAfee has his first points, and JCN has taken the lead at 5-4. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Perry with the ball over to the left wing. Looking in, the ball batted away. Now rolling around to the floor, and it's going to be picked up by the Chargers. Stolen away by the cause. The shot is up and missing. The follow shot is up and missing. The rebound, JCN, and then pushed out of bounds. And they're going to say no foul. They're going to just say it was JCN carrying it out of bounds. Perry LeCompton coming in. Coach really upset. I mean, Coach Kramer not wanting any part of this. She's walked all the way down to the corner, down to the baseline. It's snapped on her into the floor. It'll be cause basketball. Gorski will take the inbound. They go back left to Dolman. Give and go on top. Gottstein. Right side, thinking about three, no. Dropping it down to the baseline. Hook shot out on top. 3-point launched and hit. Knocking it down. Way up top side for Perry LeCompton. It's going to be Seth Cooksey. Back up with it. It's JCN. Seth Cooksey's first point of the game. And the Chargers up and in plus one. And is that another one for Carson McAfee? Counting the bucket. The foul is going to be on Cooksey, and he's in trouble. We are less than 3 minutes into the game, and he's picked up a second personal foul, and he's going to have to come out. Cooksey, personal foul number two, and for Carson McAfee, a chance at a conventional 3-point play. Checking in for Perry now is going to be a freshman, Eli Dean. The free throw is up and good, and McAfee has all the JCN points. It is 8-7 Chargers. 4:50 to go. Over the quarter, moving along fairly briskly. JCN is going to stick with that zone defense. Ball comes way out on top. Around the outside is going to go Dean. Now the feed to the middle is loose on the floor. Picked up by JCN. Jeff North. Grady Knoll coming up with a steal. Chargers up the floor. On the right side, Feldkamp. He'll cut loose for three and hit it. 3-point shot, Ryan Feldkamp, and the Chargers go up 11-7. We'll see if that's lucky for him. 4:25 to play in the first. Back up the floor, Perry and Dolman. Ball at the baseline. They'll go out on top. Perry really likes the long shot. They don't really get it inside. Now the ball slapped out on top. And a foul on JCN is going to be on Feldkamp. Ryan will have his first. It'll be Charger team foul three. So team fouls are even at three apiece. Perry LeCompton goes to the bench, and now they're going to bring Jack Golden into the game. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. Perry with the basketball, trailing by four. Way out top side, Cooksey for three. It is short, rebound off the floor. Pulled down by Grady. He's down the court. He's one on four. Goes all the way to the rack and got fouled. He will have two free throws. For JCN, the young guy is doing a nice job. Grady Knoll, a sophomore, comes up for a couple of free throws. The shot, no. It's going to be the first foul of the game by Gunner Ball for Perry to Compton. 14 fouls for the cause, 3 for Jeff North. Grady eyes up, launches the second one. It will also not go in. Perry coming up with the rebound. Jeff North continues to lead by 4. We're at 3:50 to go and rolling along here in the opening quarter. We're at the Oskaloosa Boys Varsity Basketball Tournament here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. Glad you're joining us for high school hoops this evening. First game of the night, won by the number 3 team in the state, Valley Falls, over Atchison County. This is game 2 of the evening. The drive to the left side, the stop at the baseline, the shot behind the head off the window, good for Gunner Ball, and Perry has drawn to within 2 at 11-9. J.C. and quickly down the floor, goes coast to coast, backing into the lane, twisting, turning, leaning, and as the shot goes up, off the hands of Caleb Worthington, he is fouled. And Worthington will come to the line for a couple of free throws. Official comes over. That is going to be the first foul tonight by Perry LeCompton's Caden Dolman. Free throw up the rim 1, 2, 3 times and won't go in. JCN is now 1 of 4 at the free throw line. Second one is good. So Caleb will hit 1 of 2, and it is 12-9, Jeff North. 3:15 to play first quarter. The dish to the left side, the baseline 3, just a little bit short. The long rebound, pull back down by Perry. The little bunny hop in the lane, jumper no. Another rebound by Perry. This one's followed up and home, and I'm going to tell you what. Gunner Ball is a rebound machine. He is good. 12-11. Jeff North now only by 1. What he does, he just keeps the ball alive. He's always in the vicinity. He leaps very well. If he doesn't pull it down, he gets a hand on it, bats it away, keeps it alive. McAfee, that's another 3. Oh, my goodness, from way outside, Carson Redhot. Carson McAfee, 9 points already. 2.5 to go in the first. It is now 15-11. Now the official's going to call a foul down to the baseline. Charger fan not liking that one either. This one is going to be on Carson Worthington. A couple of substitutions coming in for Perry LeCompton. We'll pick them up as they come into play. It's going to be put in bounds by Reike Tooley. Tooley gets it in. Out on top now, Eli Dean, another freshman for Perry LeCompton. Top side, Tooley. Perry slow the tempo down now. Chased into the 2-3. Bats the ball away. Goes out near midcourt, but is able to be rescued. Pick back up. They'll take it down to the baseline left. Gottstein has it. Now on top, it's 3. Shot and missed. We better get down. Jeff North. Charger. Pull down Caleb Worthington. Inside 2 minutes of play in the first quarter. JCN, baseline runners up and good. Caden Worthington, or the Carson. Carson Worthington hits it for a 17-11 lead. Minute 47 to go here in the first. Skip pass over to the right side. Cause in the hands of ball. Come off on top again. They look to the middle now. Another 3-point shot set and scored. And I'm telling you what, Gunner Ball is kind of the center of the Caw basketball universe right now. 17-14. Jefferson County North. Minute 20 left in the first. The feet underneath. The turning shot is up and in. Caleb Worthington, 2 more. .110 to go. First quarter. 19-14. This is a high scoring game, guys. Back over to the left side goes Perry. Tooley in the corner. Seems getting up and down the floor. Here's another 3 launch. That one rims all the way around. No offensive rebound. Pulled down underneath. Back out on top. It goes to Ball. He will go into the lane and shoot and miss. Rebounding it down this time, Jeff North. Chargers bringing it up the floor. Right side, Carson Worthington. And as he goes toward the rack, we're going to get a foul called. And they will say, not a shooting foul. It will be put in play from the far side. The foul is on Perry LeCompton's Ryshen Rush. And he was in for literally inside a minute. Picks up that foul, goes right back out of the game. Jeff North has the ball, 40 seconds left, opening quarter. Out on top, Carson McAfee. Kicks it right side. It's going to be Carson Worthington. Charges around to the left side. That is Calvin Manville. Calvin, way on the left wing. Now here's a shot for three. Rebound. Two players for the cause fight one another for it. And it's going to be cleared away by Gunnar Ball. Up the court, whistle and a foul. 10 seconds left in the first. Officials coming over quickly to the scorer's table. It's going to be on Jefferson County North. Wait a minute. Didn't he call 10? There's no 10. Here's a free throw missed. Now the officials are going to stop play for a minute. There's a problem. Can't believe the scorer has not stopped the game and had that official come over and talk to him because there isn't a 10 on the floor. Second free throw up and no good. J.C. coming down with the basketball. Charges up front. Lawrence Pollard into the game. 5 seconds. The pass to the middle. Loose. Pollard picks it up. Has it knocked out of his hands. It's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Perry basketball with 1 second left in the first. Coach is just saying, put a ball in play. Hold it. And that's going to do it. First quarter in the book. Timeout on the floor. The score. Jefferson County North. 19. Perry LeCompton 14.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Getting set to go to the second quarter of game two here tonight in the Oskaloosa Boys Varsity Basketball Tournament. Jefferson County North in front of Perry LeCompton, 19-14 for Perry. It is Gunnar Ball. He's been rebounding. He's been shooting. He's been scoring. Got 9 points to lead his team. For Jefferson County North, what about Carson McAfee? He's got 9 points to lead the Chargers at the end of the first. Carson, couple of threes, 2-1, completing a conventional three-point play. Out of the floor, Lawrence Pollard is going to be the first guy in for JCN. You got Grady Noel coming out there. Ryan Feldkamp is on the floor. Putting the ball in play is going to be Caleb Worthington, and he'll bring it in to Carson McAfee. Set to go to the second quarter. Here we go. Charger basketball. JCN going left to right here in the first half. On the right side with it is going to be Caleb Worthington with it. Back out on top. It goes McAfee. The feet in the middle. Back it comes again. McAfee. Skip pass comes off on top. McAfee for three. It's a little too strong and a rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Nicely done by Lawrence Pollard. And it's going to go out of bounds. It will belong to Jefferson County North down to the baseline. McAfee's going to put it in down there. 7.5 to go in the half. Looks in, brings it off on top. Little head fake by Caleb Worthington. Gets it back to Pollard. Top side, Grady Noel. Caleb left side. 2-3 zone here for Perry. They're going to say, Jason, if you're going to shoot long, go ahead and shoot long. Well, Carson's going to do that. And also going to do that is Grady Noel for three. Grady gets his first point. It is 22-14, JCN. 7:10 to go, opening half. Now the Chargers will employ a 2-3 zone of their own. Ryan Feldkamp has 3 points in the game. He's playing the five spot. He hit a three-point shot. Here's a feed over to the right. Now down to the baseline, and Perry will turn it over off the errant pass. 6:50 to go. You can hear Coach Kramer in the background indicating the offense you want to see. Jefferson County North running here. 6:40 to go. The feed into the lane. The dip over to the right side. Feldkamp, the long two. Ryan Feldkamp with five. Ryan Feldkamp, for a really big guy in a five, has done all of his scoring and does a substantial amount of his scoring from the perimeter. It's 24-14. Chase Ian up 10. Here's a long three from the right side for Perry. No good. Offensive rebound and an easy putback. Up and in for Perry to Compton's Caden Dolman. Dolman has four. 24-16. McAfee thought about the three, then doesn't. Feeds underneath. Bellkamp shot from the baseline. Nope. And they're going to call an offensive foul. So Ryan Bellkamp getting in the middle of some defenders trying to horse it up in there, and they're going to call him for his second foul tonight. Lawrence Pollard is going to come out of the game, and yes, Bellkamp will come out too. Not a surprise. Checking into the contest for JC, and we're going to get the freshman, Andrew Baker, and putting in these new players. Coach Kramer wants to talk to them a little bit. We're going to get a JC in timeout. Taking a break at 6:02 to go in the opening half of our second game is Jeff North, 24, Harry LeCompton, 16.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Welcome back to Oskaloosa. Joseph, your voice got deeper. That hardly sounded like you with that ID. 5:50 to go in the opening half. JCN leads it by 8. Perry the Compton coming up the court with the basketball. Here's another 3 launched and hit again. Gunner Ball has a dozen. 24-19. And Gunner Ball doing everything he can to keep his team in this game. Jeff North will dump it over to the left side to Caleb Worthington, who dribbles it to the top to the right-hand dribble, going to the right side. Skip pass over to Calvin. Manville brings it back out on top. Carson McAfee. JC and being patient, looking for the shot they want. The drive into the lane, the shot up off the window, and we got an offensive defense. The official's going to have a powwow. This could go either way. It was a very bang-bang play. Which way are they going to go with it? And it is going to be... it's the offensive foul. I was concerned because as Caleb went in, he raised that knee and leaned the leg a little bit instead of going straight in with a body, kind of defended himself a little bit, and that allowed the official to have the reason to call that foul. And Coach Kramer, again, not real happy with the crew here tonight. 24-19, Jefferson County North Chargers by 5. Harry LeCompton out of the Big 7 League. Up floor. They'll dump it over to the left. Gunner Ball. Topside Cooksey. Back to Ball. He'll go 3. This one's air ball. Wide right. It goes out of bounds on the fly. Chase Dean is going to have it back in from deep in the backcourt. Here comes Caleb Worthington to put it in play. And Carson McAfee brings it up. Carson's grandma and grandma's brother here today from out of town to watch him play. Now JC and moves to the ball. It's on the floor, and we're going to have a foul call. Yeah. Chargers not only lose it, but I think they're going to, are they going to pick up a foul? They're going to call a third foul on Caleb. Caleb Worthington, foul number 3. Coach Kramer's really upset now. At the free throw line, Perry LeCompton. The front half of the 1-1 is up, and it rattles around, and it goes in. One more shot coming up here for Caden Dolman. Dolman's second one, also good. And he's got a half a dozen. The JCN lead now trimmed 24-21. A little over 4 minutes to go. First half. Chargers ball left side. Bounce pass on top. Worthington. Long cross court to McAfee. It's going to be slapped batted out of play and headlong dive made by Gunnar Ball to try to steal that. Lucky he didn't hurt himself as he fell through the Perry LeCompton bench and landed on the front row of the stands. Chargers put it back in. McAfee for three. Hits the rim, long rebound, tipped out, and cleared down by Perry LeCompton. And that's going to be stolen back by McAfee. Spins into the lane and travels with the basketball. He thought he was going to get fouled as he was kind of falling and stumbling forward. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the first half. Perry LeCompton is a three-point shot away from tying this thing back up. And J.C. has led by as many as 10. Perry's on a big run right now, though. J.C. has scored only a few points here in the second quarter. Here's a three for Ball for the tie. Gets it. Gunnar Ball. He's at 15 points, and it's a 24-24 ball game. Perry is on a 10-0 run with 3:49 to go in the first half. Charger pass to the right side. Poorly done. Ball with the steal. Drives, weaves, shoots, off the glass. No. Rebound, Jeff North. J.C. will get it away. Flying up court with it is going to be McAfee. Kicks it down to the baseline. The layup from underneath and a foul call. The bucket doesn't go in. But for Perry LeCompton, I think it's Gottstein picking up the foul. It's going to be Evan in his first of the game. Well, it's 24-24. Team fouls are nearly even at 8-7. Chargers back at the line. For J.C. and Carson Worthington. First one, yes. That is point number three for Carson tonight. J.C. is not scored in this quarter. Only the sixth point of the second quarter for the Chargers, who scored 19 in the first. Second free throw rolls around, but it goes in too. So Carson with four, and we've got a Jeff North timeout. Taking a break with the Chargers. It comes here with 3:29 to go in the opening half, and we've got a great game. Jeff North 26, Perry LeCompton 24.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Timeout taken by Jefferson County North and head coach Tanya Kramer, her assistants in there talking to the team, Jeff Hale, Brennan Stevens. Chargers in the home white, Perry LeCompton in the road royal blue with white lettering and trim. Trailing by two, the Cause put the ball in play and walking up the floor. Perry LeCompton coming into the game at 5-5. Jeff North coming in at 7-2 out of the NEKL. Out on top of this is going to be Gorski. Feeds over to the right, and two more for Gunnar Ball. And we're tied again now at 26. Chargers to the free throw line. Carson Worthington to the left. The shot for three, no, and Ball with the rebound. This guy's everywhere. The feed down to the baseline left. The shot blocked underneath by J.C.N. What a rejection by the freshman, Andrew Baker. He is a big guy, and he got all of that. Goes out of bounds. Touch last by Perry LeCompton. Here comes Jeff North. Feldkamp's not in. McAfee is in. Here's Grady Noll. Long cross-court pass to the left side. Jason is being really kept a long way from the rim. Here's a three. McAfee, that's off the window. They're going to say, squaring up, he travels with the ball. 2.5 to play in the half. In the second quarter, Grady Knowles hit a three. Brian Feldkamp, who hasn't been in a long time, hit two. Carson Worthington, a couple of free throws. That has been all of the Jeff North scoring second quarter after they rolled up 19 in the first. Now it's a motion offense for Perry LeCompton.
Gorski has it. Has it knocked out of his hand. Way back out on top. It'll be recovered again by Perry. Dolman is going to save it. And now we get an offensive foul down to the baseline. Perry working the ball outside, letting the bigs do their work in the middle, and the official keeping an eye on things. Was watching pretty closely. And that was Jack Golden. Jack picking up the foul. The junior getting his first tonight. And in a 26-26 ball game, Jefferson County North comes back up and may have a chance to retake the lead. We're down to 2 minutes to play in the half. This has been a very entertaining, very close game. McAfee back over to the left side to Grady. Grady, long cross court. Worthington's three, short, rebound, caught. Chase Hinton is going to look back at the second quarter and say, man, this was rough. Minute 45 left in the half. Seth Cooksey for Perry. Now out on top, a near travel into the lane. One had a shot. Nope. Rebound tipped around. And again, the freshman, Andrew Baker, sweeps it away. The big guy's come in and done a very, very nice job for the Chargers. Minute 20 to go in the half. McAfee out on top to Carson Worthington. Down to the left side to Pollard and JCN. Are they going to be able to save it in play? They will not. That was not Lawrence, but that was Calvin out there. Calvin Manville back in the game. Minute 15 to go in the half. Coming into midcourt, Perry LeCompton will have a chance to break the tie. These teams have had a handful of opportunities, but still locked up at 26. Way out on top, Cooksey swings it over to Golden to keep the ball above the three-point circle. JCN feeding down low. There was a push, no foul called. Missed shot, going to be followed up and in. Charger fans not happy, but Jack Golden puts Perry in front. 28-26, and JCN has decided that they're going to try to stop Gunner Ball from beating them. And they've gone to a little box and one defense. Here's a shot down to the baseline for the Chargers. It misses. Rebound up court. Stolen by McAfee. A little behind-the-back dribble. He'll work his way to the left side. Now start to the baseline. Dump it off on top, Carson. And coach saying, I want one shot here. 28-26 cause. Jason will pass up a shot, bring it out on top. 15 seconds to go in the half. Carson Worthington just holding it up near center court. Now with 10, they'll go. To the right side, the uncontested three, too strong. Rebound out of bounds. They're going to say it's cause basketball. They've got 5 seconds to go, leading by two, getting ready to get to the half. Baseball pass, length of the court. It's going to be stolen by JCN. The feed in the middle with three. The dish to the right. The buzzer beater off the backboard wouldn't go in, and we've come to intermission. It has been an entertaining half of high school basketball. We'll return to summarize it for you at intermission. It's Perry LeCompton 28, JCN 26.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassion care.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Extremely entertaining half of high school basketball here in the second game tonight in the Oskaloosa Boys Varsity Basketball Tournament. Halftime score, Perry LeCompton leading Jeff North 28-26. JCN in the early going of the second quarter led by 10. And Perry has gone on a 14-2 run since that point. JCN absolutely unable to find its offense. Recapping the first half scoring for you. For Perry, it has been all gunner ball. This guy will shoot. He is happy to shoot, and he shoots it well. 17 of his team's 28 points. Dolman with 6, Cooksey 3, and 2 for Golden. For JCN, Carson McAfee came out of the blocks hot. He's got 9, 3 apiece, where Caleb Worthington and Grady Noel. Carson Worthington has 4. Ryan Feldkamp, who spent the majority of the second quarter on the bench in some foul trouble, he's got 5. In the first game tonight, Valley Falls bumped off ACCHS, and we're looking forward to bringing you the second half of this one here live on Care Radio. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back. Second half coming up right now. Halftime score. Jeff North trails Perry LeCompton 28-26, and we're kicking it back to Joseph. Man, I can't wait to hear this halftime.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you basketball action from the boys tournament in Oskaloosa. We'll be returning to the JCN Perry LeCompton game in just a moment. I did want to mention that we've got college basketball tomorrow evening. We've got the Benedictine Ravens as they play host to Culver Stockton. The women will take to the court at 5:30. The men will take to the court right around 7:30. Friday night brings us to, I'm sorry, that was Thursday night. We actually have an evening off tomorrow. I got ahead of myself. Anyway, Friday night brings us back to high school basketball tournament action. We do not know exactly who's going to be playing and who's going to be broadcast on Friday night. We have some suspicions, but we will be announcing that later on in the week. I do recommend that you listen to our daily sports broadcasts as part of the Care News broadcast, and especially the evening broadcast right around 5:15 in the evening. Right now, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and I'll be back with the scores as I have them from northeastern Kansas.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving northeast Kansas and northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some halftime scores and we've got some finals. Taking a look at the halftime scores that I've got. I've got the Hanover boys leading the Blue Valley Rams 28-14 right now. At the beginning of the Wetmore boys are leading Centralia 27-24 at the half. And, of course, in this game, we've got Perry LeCompton barely edging out JCN 28-26. Finals were Frankford and Clifton Clyde. It was Frankford over Clifton Clyde, 54-43 in the boys' game. It was Troy over Axtell, 53-30. Sabetha beat Rock Creek, 54-44. And in the Atchison High Phoenix Jackson Heights game, it was Atchison High 70 to Jackson Heights boys 54. In the game that we had earlier on Care 92.7, we had the Valley Heights girls leading. I'm sorry, in the game that we had earlier, we had the Valley Heights girls with a final score of 68-18 over Troy. In the Central Axtell game, it was Centralia 56-26. Frankfurt beat Hanover 26-52. And in the Bonner Springs Holton game, it was Bonner Springs 39, Holton 30.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast tonight with a low of 18. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. 22 tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night, one above. Mid-teens Thursday, turning much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 20s. Once again, lows level off around 18 tonight, highs reach 22 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back. What a great game we've got going on here in the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader from the Oskaloosa Boys Varsity Basketball Tournament. Joseph, our producer engineer, back at the Garrett Store Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here. 28-26, Perry. And we are going to the second half. The cause with the basketball to begin things. And Jefferson County North, with their original starting five out of the court, going to begin things here in the 2-3 zone. The feed will come over to the right side for Perry. Seth Cooksey with the basketball. Long cross-court pass. That was way high. Dolman did a great job of just rescuing that thing. Half a minute in, Perry's going to take a running shot. It is up. It is missing and rebounding it back down. JC and Grady Knoll coming up with the basketball. And it's going to be thrown away down on the other end. It's going to be showtime, and the layup is going to be up and good. And 19 points now for Gunner Ball. JC and trailing it 30-26. McAfee with the basketball. The Chargers are back on offense. Here's Grady with it. A couple of sophomores out there. Back to the left side, Carson Worthington. Look away pass to the left. It's going to be knocked out of the hands of Caleb, but as he reached in to slap the ball away, we're going to have a foul called, and that is going to be the second foul of the game on Gunner Ball. Team foul one of the second half. Chargers will bring it in right in front of the JCN bench. Caleb will take it. Back it will come. McAfee, three! Carson McAfee, and he now has 14 points. 30-29. JCN trailing it by one. Right side, the lob underneath, and we have a turnover on a 3-second call by Perry LeCompton. Jefferson County North is going to be coming back up court. That's got call is head coach Matt Simmons now. Kind of pacing his sideline. Half a minute. Minute and a half, rather. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Minute and a half gone in the second half. McAfee swings it over to the left side for Jeff North. Here's Grady. Feeds in the middle. Phil Kemp's shot is up short. Rebound. He'll pull it down off the floor. They'll jump it back over to the left side of JC and comes out on top. Here's McAfee. Look away. Pass left. Baseline three. Way too hard. And rebound is going to be slapped out of bounds. And off the Chargers, Ryan Feldkamp. Ryan, only 5 points so far in the game as he's been a considerable portion of the second quarter on the bench, having experienced two fouls pretty early in the game. Here to Compton back up four with it. To the right side to Dolman. Dolman takes it to the wing. The pass in the middle. It's going to be battered away and stolen. Here comes McAfee. He is down the court. He's one on two. Goes in. Spins. Shot is up and too soft. Gottstein rebounds it back down for Perry. Now they're going to run the length of the court. 5:40 to go in the third. These teams are up and down. Now top of the key with it is going to be Cooks. He swings it over to the left side. The young contested three is launching way too hard. Rebound underneath. Ball picks it up. Shot deflected. Rebound batted four. Batted four. Slapped around it. Jason's coming down with it this time. 2-on-2 Chargers. And are they going to slow it up a minute? Yeah. Caleb Worthington down the floor. In the middle it goes. Losing the handle on it. And Chargers lucky. One of the call players reached out and touched the ball. JCN moving along pretty fast, and during the timeout, they're going to bring Caleb Worthington out of the game. Jeff Hale's up taking a look at him. I think he banged up a shoulder just a little bit. They're going to see if he's okay. JCN will bring it in. Underneath, the shot is up. Feldkamp doesn't hit the point-blank layup, and the cause coming back up at a basketball. Here comes Perry LeCompton Cooks. He takes it down the right side. A travel, no palm over call, nothing. Here's Ball with the shot, and he gets fouled, and he will come to the free-throw line. One of our trio of officials will meander over to the scorer's table. And for the Chargers, the foul is going to be on Lawrence Pollard. Lawrence is in the game a little bit while they look at Carson on the near side. The free throw fails. Gunner Ball, 19 points. That was his first free throw opportunity of the evening. Into the game for the cause is going to come Jack Golden, and Kale Gorski will check out. Second free throw is good. 20 points now for Gunner Ball. 31-29, Perry LeCompton. And Jefferson County North, who did not score much in the second quarter, continues that as we're at 4:50 to play here in the third. Cross-court pass batted, saved by McAfee. The feed underneath Pollard. What a job! Lawrence Pollard getting his first points of the game ties this thing up at 31. Lawrence Pollard, a senior for Jeff North. And he just gave a yeoman effort right there to get that forced up. Here's a shot from the right for three. Perfect. Knocking it down. Cooksey, his second three of the game. 34-31, Perry LeCompton. Nearly midpoint of the third quarter now. Pollard to the free throw line. Here's to the right. The Charger three is up and missing, and Perry LeCompton clears it down. Golden pulls down the rebound, calls up the floor. The drive right, blocking foul called, and we got to count that bucket. Oh, they are or not. Are they putting it in play? I thought he said they were counting it, but now he's saying no. No shot. On the floor, foul on JCN, 22. That'll be Carson Worthington, his second, and a Chargers second foul of the second half, and we're going to get a timeout. These two teams really pressing, really, really struggling out here on the floor right now, and coaches are going to talk about it. We're taking a break, Joseph, with 4:06 to go in the third quarter. We got a great finish coming up in this, and you can feel it coming. It's Perry LeCompton 34, Jeff North 31.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We are in Oskaloosa, Kansas at the Boys Invitational Tournament here. Second game of the night. Perry LeCompton at JCN. One team out of the Northeast Kansas League, one team out of the Big Seven, and Perry has come from behind. They lead by three right now, and they've got the basketball. It's 34-31. Cos with it. He'll work left side, take it deep into the corner, and bring it back out on top. Oddly enough, for Perry, right now, they do not have Gunner Ball in the game. He's been their hot hand. Here's a three from the left side. It's up and good. Count that one for Ryshen Rush. 37-31. JCN's offense has just gotten icy cold. McAfee, back it goes to Belkamp. His three is in. Ryan Belkamp hit a three in the opening quarter, two more in the second. And now hits that three there. He's got his 8th point of the night, 37-34. Calls for the back to the left side. That's going to be Eli Dean. JCN sticking with the 2-3 zone. The feed into the lane, back it away, falling away. The shot is up and wild. Rebounding it down is Belkamp, who brings it up before himself, swings it down the right side, dumps it into the corner. McAfee has it down low. McAfee for three. Rebound. Pulled down by Perry. Here comes Cooksey. And we're going to get three substitutions into the game for Perry. The driving shot misses. Pollard with the rebound. JCN is going to take it the other way. Grady Knoll up the court. They try to feed in the middle of Belkamp. It'll be knocked out of his hands. And Jeff North bringing in two substitutions, three coming in for Perry to Compton. Gorski, Dolman, and Ball all coming back in. For JCN, Caleb and Carson Worthington back out on the floor. They're out there with Pollard, Belkamp, and looking to surround it out here. Here's a shot from the outside. Off the wood, but no good. The third, fourth, fifth player for JCN is going to be Calvin Manville. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Perry with the basketball, still holding on to the three-point lead. Neither team scoring very well in the second half. Here's a long three missing. JCN coming out with a rebound. Cleared down by Caleb Worthington. He'll push it over to the left side. Belkamp back out on top. Caleb over to the right side now. Carson Worthington is the twins with the ball. Here's Belkamp. Three, and we're tied. Ryan Belkamp. And again, the big guy, not what you expect scoring in the middle. He is scoring from the outside, his third three of the game. Timeout on the floor, Perry. We've got a minute 52 to go in the third. It is now Jeff North, Perry the Compton, deadlocked at 37.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Back with you here in Oski. Here comes Perry the Compton up the floor with the basketball coming out of that timeout. Let's see what adjustments they make. And JCN has made a defensive change. And here's a little fall away, too, for Gorski. Kale has his first point of the game. Perry back in front, 39-37. Chargers with it, Carson Worthington between the circles. Left side, Caleb. Back to Carson. Free throw line, Pollard. Back over to the right, it goes. Manville, the pass underneath to Pollard, throws it across the baseline, and JCN will turn it over. With a minute 12 to play in the third quarter, leading by two, Perry the Compton comes up the floor. Walking it up court, it's going to be Caden Dolman. Pollard gets knocked to the floor, and there's a big offensive foul. I mean, I just saw this body come flying across the place, and that was Gunner Ball picking up his third foul. He must have absolutely just run over Lawrence Pollard, who's not a small guy, and now coach is going to take Gunner out of the game. I thought he was going to have a word with him, but a lot of times basketball coaches, they'll take you out of the game. They don't even talk to you. They don't even look at you. It's like they don't even see you. Like you don't even exist. You just go by him and go sit down and they'll let you think about a little bit. Maybe mull over your transgressions. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Chargers left side. all the way to the baseline, looking at his feet, making sure he didn't get in trouble. And now the pass out on top for Calvin, and he's run into and blown up by Cooksey. And it will be Seth picking up foul number three. It is the third foul of the second half by Perry LeCompte. And Jay Zenas committed only two. And this game followed to some extent the blueprint of the first game. Tons of fouls called by this crew early, particularly the entire first half, really. And then in the second half, they kind of quit calling them, letting them play a little bit more, letting them settle in. I think they just went to shorten the reins a little bit, and now we're going to get a foul down to the baseline. It's a nice job by Carson Worthington as he began to drive toward the rim down the baseline. A defender steps over, and it'll be the second foul of the game for Evan Goldstein. Chargers bring it in. Jason has it out on top. That's going to be Manville. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cross court it goes. Calvin does not take the shot. Comes out on top. Caleb Worthington to the free throw line to Carson Worthington. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. The pass on top. Batted around and loose on the floor. Rolling around. And Perry's going to pick it up. Now it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds with one. And is Jason going to make a substitution here or not? 1 second, now no seconds, then we're going to see the official's going to walk over and coach, right now Coach Simmons for Perry is rather animated, wanting to know what amount of time is left. Now he's yelling at the official, what is it? He says 1 second, Coach. Now you can take that 1 second, you can do anything you want to with it. They're going to be putting the ball in play right in front of their bench. It is 39-37 cause. But coming in their offensive end, if they're able to lob it in the middle, they could get a tip. But with 1 second, you certainly aren't going to be able to dribble and get a shot off. Chargers are going to make a defensive switch, bringing Carson McAfee back out on the floor. They're going to make another defensive switch. We're going to see Connor Kearns in the game for the first time. So JC and making a couple of switches here. The ball comes in. Here's a three launched and not even close. We go to the fourth quarter in Oskaloosa. Time out of the floor after three. Perry LeCompte 39, Jeff North 37.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Perry LeCompte as we go to the fourth quarter. Jefferson County North continues to be led by Carson McAfee. He has 14 points. 11 now for Ryan Feldkamp. You got Carson Worthington with 4, Caleb Worthington 3, Grady Noll with 3, and 2 in the game for Lawrence Pollard. For Perry LeCompte, 20 now for Gunner Ball. We go to the fourth quarter. It will be Jefferson County North basketball looking out on the floor. Jason will have its original starting five out there. Caleb Worthington, Carson McAfee, Grady Noll, Carson Worthington, and Ryan Feldkamp. Ball is in. We're underway. Fourth quarter action. Jefferson County North with the basketball down by 2. Top side for 3 for the lead. Shot no good. Perry Kielgorski rebounds it down. Ball will bring it up the floor. He feeds to the baseline. Falling away, traveling with the basketball. Good call by the official down to the baseline. Is falling away and backing in. Evan Gottstein turns it over. Chase Dean is going to have it back up court. Here comes McAfee. 7.5 to go. Every possession precious now. JCN feeds into the lane. The turnaround, Feldkamp. We're tied. Ryan Feldkamp getting his 13th point, deadlocks the game at 39. 7:11 to go in the game. The feed to the right side from 10. No. Offensive rebound, Perry. Followed up ball. Yes. Of course. If Gunner Ball puts it up, it's falling in because that guy seldom misses. 22 points for him, and it's a 41-39 Perry lead. Chargers have the ball on top, but a moment of indecision results in a turnover. Here comes Perry. The pass to the left, the driving layup, and an easy two. Perry LeCompton is exploded now to a four-point lead on the driving layup by Ryshen Rush. 43-39. 6:40 to go. Chasing down to the baseline right. They cannot panic. They got a world of time. The feed across for Belkamp. Kicks it back left. Here's a squared up three that's way too strong by Grady. And a rebound down to Perry LeCompton. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Ball. Feed to the baseline left. Off the block. Hook shot. Air ball. They're going to say a Charger foul. And probably Belkamp, two free throws coming up. It is going to be Ryan Belkamp's third foul of the game. He picked up his second right back at the start of the second quarter, sent out the rest of the second, and now in the fourth quarter picks up foul number three. The free throw is up, and it's good, and with that shot, senior Evan Gottstein has his first point of the game for the cause. One more shot coming up here for Evan and Perry LeCompton. They've now pushed their lead to 5. The second free throw, in and out, no good. JC into the board. 44-39. Belkamp, right side. McAfee for 3. That's way too hard. And a rebound is on the floor. Chargers had it, lost it. Scrum for the ball. Rolling around, they're going to get a timeout, you bet. Coach Kramer taking a timeout, seeing her player in trouble. We're taking a break with 6:07 to go in the game. Cause 44, Chargers 39.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
So good to have you along with us here on CARE Radio High School Basketball. It is tournament week, and there are great games going on all around the area. We're going to have more basketball Thursday night here on CARE. The Benedictine Ravens are going to be at home for the first time in literally a couple of weeks. They've been on a long road trip. Culver Stockton coming to town. Ladies at 5:30, guys 7:30 Thursday. High school hoops from tournament sites on Friday night. And then Benedictine at Penn Saturday afternoon for 2. Perry Compton back on defense as JCN trying to cut into that lead. They're down 5. We go inside 6 minutes to play in the game. Skip pass to the right side, thrown away. Outlet down the court, stolen back by Carson Worthington. Got a little shove in the back, but no foul called. Carson brings it down, skips it over to the left side. Grady, bounce pass comes out on top. Carson with it again. Worthington goes over to the left side, back to Grady, now between the circles, Caleb Worthington. Caleb dumps it over to the right side, skip pass in the middle, trying to get it to Belkamp, who couldn't get to the basketball. He looks over at coach as if to say, "I wasn't my fault," and back up with it will come. Perry LeCompton, they will knife into the lane, the dish underneath, and an offensive foul. That was a great call by the official. Dolman had just powered into the lane, initiated some contact, picks up his second foul. It'll be team foul 5 on the cause. That's got Perry coach Matt Simmons barking at the officials a little bit here tonight. All in all, this crew's done a good job. A couple of tough games to officiate, some good teams, some great players. Here's the feed over to the left side. JCN is on offense. The driving shot is up and missing. Belkamp, follow shot, point blank, misses another bunny. 5 minutes to go. 44-39. And now Perry slowing this thing way, way down. They're bringing it way out on top, literally standing out on top, and now a little lob down to the baseline on the cutter from the left, and Dolman has the bucket. Perry opening it up a little bit at 46-39. JCN needs some offense. The feed comes underneath the Pollard. Lawrence's shot rejected. It's on the floor, and we get a foul. Going to go against Jefferson County North. Vince is going to come over to the scorer's table saying, hold on, nobody's checking in until I'm done with you. The foul is on Pollard. It'll be his second. Lawrence comes out of the game, and the Charger five out there are Calvin Manville, Caleb Worthington, Carson Worthington, Carson McAfee, Ryan Feldkamp. There's JC in top to bottom as we're 4:20 to go. The pass into the lane. Batted free and stolen. It's going to be knocked away by McAfee. Picked up and into the forecourt. Carson Worthington goes into the lane, drives in, shakes his defender, but couldn't get a shot away. Feldkamp will go for another three, and he will hit it. Ryan Feldkamp continues to score virtually exclusively from the outside. It is 46-42. And we have a timeout. Yes, Perry taking a break. We are midpoint of the fourth quarter. 3:59 to go. Timeout on the floor. It's Perry LeCompton 46, Jeff North 42.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
With Joseph, our producer and engineer of the K-Radio Sports Studio, Tom Counts with you here courtside in Oskaloosa, Kansas. A game coming down to the wire here in the Oskaloosa Boys Basketball Tournament. Jefferson County North in the home whites. Perry LeCompton in the traveling blues. JCN is back out there again with Caleb Worthington, Carson McAfee, Carson Worthington, Ryan Feldkamp, Calvin Manville. Those are the JCN five, and Perry LeCompton putting it in play, and up with it is going to come Caden Dolman. Dolman eases his way to the left side, wants to get it to Ball, finally does. Ball dribbling up top side, cuts into the lane, pulls up with the runner, misses it, rebound tipped out, Feldkamp will clear it down. Ryan coming up the floor, gets double teamed, gets it away to a guard to bring it up. Now to the left side, McAfee for three. Hits the side of the backboard, bounces away, it's on the floor, Perry will clear it down. 3:20 left. Cause down court, down the right side, wanting to get a quick transition bucket, could not. And in lieu of that, we'll bring it back out on top. We'll drive into the lane, and the roller is up and in. Kale Gorski, 4 points in the game, 48-42. JCN shot from the outside, up and good. 48-44. Give it out 2 points to Carson Worthington. 3 minutes to play. Perry with the basketball, holding on to the two-possession lead. They'll lay it off on top. Gottstein. Back to the right, into the lane, and there's a travel. JCN will have it back. Grady Knoll comes back in. Calvin Manville comes out. Calvin doing a great job out there on the floor. And now, the Chargers have their starting five back out. 2.5 to go. They're trailing by four. The ball's going to be batted away and knocked into the backcourt, recovered and retrieved by Carson Worthington. He'll bring it back up into the forecourt, skips it into the lane to Grady, back to the right side. Feldkamp, this three is way too long, and Perry LeCompton rebounding it down. Calls back up the floor with it. 2:15 to play. The dish over to the right side to Gorski. He'll feed inside to Ball, who lays it up and missed it. One of his rare misses tonight, Feldkamp with the board, brings it up, dumps it over to the left, McAfee to Feldkamp, and throws it right into the hands of a defender. He turned around, and I think he thought he was going to have a teammate there without thinking, just automatically chucked the ball and put it right in the breadbasket of Seth Cooksey. Here comes Perry up court. Cooksey Here to Compton on offense. The clock really getting away. It's moving fast at a minute 40 left. A four-point Perry lead. I'm not sure they're going to shoot again. They don't have a gimme. They're not going to put one up, I don't think. Gorski has it left side. He will cut into the lane. Dump it back over to the wing. Here's a three. Set, sail, and scored. Seth Cooksey. 51-44. And the Chargers in trouble with a minute 10 to go. McAfee left side. Out on top for Worthington. He'll go three. It's way short. Rebound Chargers. Noel will save it. Come back on top. Another three effort. Way off the right side. Perry comes down with the ball and McAfee picks up the foul. We've got a minute to go. For JC, it'll be team foul five. For Carson McAfee, his personal foul one. Team fouls are even at five apiece. And JC is going to initiate a little full court pressure, but Perry the Compton in a great spot. And their inbound is thrown away. Incredible. The pass was just nowhere near Cooksey, who was the intended recipient. Perry the Compton calls a timeout, and the guy who put that ball in play, walking over here shaking his head, he knows that he's going to have a little conversation with the coach when he gets to the blue sideline. We're taking a break. We've got 1 minute to go in the game. The score, Perry the Compton 51, Jefferson County North 44.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Jefferson County North is off the sideline. They're ready to put the ball in play. Perry the Compton still huddled up on the right side around head coach Matt Simmons. And for JCN, Carson McAfee will do the inbound from beneath their offensive end. It comes in on the left side, Caleb Worthington. JCN doesn't have to go crazy, but they cannot waste a possession here. Around to the right side, Carson Worthington. Skips it up on top, McAfee. And we have a foul. Is it a shooting foul? No. It's going to be put in play. It is going to be the fourth foul of the game by Seth Cooksey for the cause. The ball comes in right side. The three-point shot aired out and missed. And the rebound cleared down by Perry. Up court it comes. Back out on top. And we're going to get another Charger foul, but we're down now to 40 seconds left. That will be JC and team foul six. So still no free throws being shot. It is a 51-44 lead. So Chargers in deep trouble. And as it comes in immediately, a JC and foul, and it will be Caden Dolman at the free throw line. The senior has 8 points tonight. He is 2 of 2 at the free throw line back in the second quarter. And coming up here for the 1-1. 37 seconds to go. Front half, way off the mark. Rebound, Jeff North. Chargers racing up the floor. And there was a travel, no whistle. Feet in the middle. The 15-foot turnaround. Fellkamp for two. And we get a Charger timeout. JCN battling to the very end. Timeout of the court with 27 seconds left. Aaron Lecompton, 51, Jeff North, 46.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Jefferson County North taking the full timeout. They are coming out of the floor. Here comes Perry LeCompton with 27 seconds to go in the ball game. It is now a 5-point cause lead. Perry putting it in play. JC and pressing all over the floor. Baseball pass to the other end, and it's going to be taken over the shoulder. The layup is not going to go in, but we'll have a foul called. Getting down the floor as quickly as a good Carson Worthington has foul number 3, and Perry LeCompton at the line, and they're going to call this a shooting foul, and back to the free throw line is going to come Perry. Two shots this time for Caden Dolman. Dolman missed the front half of the 1-1 a moment ago. First one here is in. Perry sends his 4 teammates all to the other end of the floor. JC in. The second free throw is up and rolls, and he gets a nice roll as goes in too. 53-46. JC in the middle, shot in and out. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Feldkamp pulls it down. Backs in, turns, spins, shoots in traffic, scores 2 more, but it's going to be too little too late. It's down 53-48. 8 seconds left. The ball comes in. Perry does not even have to get to midcourt. Now we're going to get a foul in the backcourt by McAfee with 5 seconds left. It'll be a 1-and-1 on the other end of the floor. Foul number 2 for Carson. Half the line for Perry LeCompton. Gunner Ball. He had 17 at halftime. First free throw, way off the mark. Chargers rebounded down. Here comes Feldkamp. 2 seconds, 1. I don't know why he's throwing it across the floor when there was 2 seconds left. That was no chance of scoring. And final score tonight, Perry LeCompton 53, Jefferson County North 48. And we'll be back to summarize it right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Back ready to recap here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. We're in the second game tonight. It was Perry LeCompton who came from a 10-point deficit to win it tonight, 53-48 for Jefferson County North. Ryan Feldkamp, 20 points to lead the Chargers scoring. 14 for Carson McAfee. Half a dozen for Carson Worthington. Drops pretty dramatically then. Caleb Worthington, Grady Knoll, each with 3 and 2 for Lawrence Pollard. For Perry LeCompton, leading scorer for the cause, Bank of Atchison player of the game with 22 points tonight was Gunner Ball. Gunner had 17 at halftime. Didn't get a lot in the second half, but he put his team up and kept them really in the game early when JC was red, red hot. So Gunner Ball, 22 points tonight. Caden Dolman had 10. Only other player in double figure scoring. It was Cooksey with 9, 5 for Rush. Four in the game for Gorski. Golden with 2 and 1 for Gottstein. Perry LeCompton moves to 6 and 5 on a season. Jefferson County North now 7 and 3. Opening game tonight, it was a win for Valley Falls over ACCHS 62-41. Tomorrow night, open date, Thursday night, Benedictine basketball. Friday, back to high school basketball tournament action. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening from Oskaloosa. Appreciate your being here and certainly appreciate Joseph, our producer and engineer, back in the K-Radio Sports Studio, making it all go smooth as silk. Have a great you next time. For Joseph, Tom Katz here in the gym saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.